It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Rain out here is wild today, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, flooding warnings everywhere, so make sure you're being safe. Today's also Election Tuesday, so if you didn't vote, it looks like you'd be standing in the rain because it's not supposed to let up.
Right.
Hannah, I know you voted yesterday. Are you thankful? Because you were someone who was talking about voting on Election Day but then decided to do it yesterday.
Yeah, I did vote yesterday, but I still had to wait in the rain for nearly 2 hours.
That's right, because it started raining. It was just relentless yesterday, too, so yeah, you waited in the rain yesterday.
It wasn't as bad as it is right now. Like, outside right now is like violent rain. Yesterday was kind of just like drizzle here and there, but I still like my shoes were completely soaked. And I had an umbrella, but my shoes were completely soaking wet. My pants were soaking wet.
How long did you end up waiting?
Just right under 2 hours.
That's wow.
Crazy.
I did an hour. You know, my wife waited in line when I pulled the kids.
Yeah, I was an hour-ish a couple days ago.
For early voting.
For early voting.
Okay, yeah. I live in a small town.
So you should be good, right?
I'm hoping to be good. I plan on voting today. I plan on voting after the show.
No, wow. I think you'll be good. I think there's so many more places open today and so many people early voted. I think you'll be fine today.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
don't hold me for that.
Yeah. It's crazy, though, how many people are out voting, though, and I think that's awesome. So whatever you do today, make sure if you can or go out and vote because it is something how we can use our own voices. Speaking of the rain, man, my whole basement is like flooded. It's just water everywhere.
Oh, that's right.
I've been dealing with that.
Oh.
So that sucks. It is, without a doubt, so stressful right now.
I mean, what do you even do?
It became just like a Titanic. You just go down like Leo and just hope that I move over with the door for my family and not pull a rose. But yeah, the house is sinking, guys.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I felt like this morning when I went down there. I was like, oh, the place is just, we sunk. It's like it's a ship.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to
say. It's all because we were dressed as Gilligan's Island. That's the reason I'm here.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm shipwrecked on an island now. So let's get the show started.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Riley Sathard, a 15-year-old who was in a severe car crash, had her first outing in over a year, and guess where she went?
Where?
The Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
this was her dream. This was her wish. She just went to her Indianapolis tour, and she was accompanied by 15 other pediatric patients from Riley Hospital for Children who also received a surprise invitation to this concert.
Oh, wow.
So Riley, huge fan, literally has not left that hospital, has been seeing the same four walls for over a year. And finally, she was able to go out and go to her favorite place to see Taylor Swift.
I never got to see the Eras Tour, but I feel like it almost is like, this isn't how the world looks like, okay?
Right.
I know it's the first time leaving in a long time. This ain't it.
But what a good perception to have.
Like, is this what the world is like now? It's all Taylor Swift?
Right.
Like, no, it's still political. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out the new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Like, literally, the polls are open.
Yeah, no kidding.
Today, that has a little different sound. Today's Election Tuesday, so the polls are open. Make sure you go out there and vote, especially even if you're standing out in the rain. Just having a voice, it really does empower you. And so hang in there, especially on a crappy day. I feel like you need it. So today's poll today is, who did you vote for? I'm joking. That's actually probably the easiest poll. Do you think that today should be a holiday? Like, we should have today off?
A thousand.
Absolutely.
I feel like we need a poll that we could all agree on.
Yep.
Why are we working today? We should have today off.
Seriously.
Everyone should literally have it off.
My kids do, and it's funny. Okay, my daughter's in college. That's not a polling place, but she's off. Jackson's school, they're not a polling place. They're off. I can remember years ago when I taught, and my school was a polling place, and we still had school.
Me too.
I know that the government does a lot to make it easier for us to vote, right? Like, there's different ways to vote. But I think just having a universal day off of work where people, like, you know, unless you are obligated to work, where it makes it easier for people to vote. So many people are like, I can't vote. I have to work. I'm juggling all these things. And I know that there's ways around it. But I just think we deserve a day off for all this stress.
Mm-hmm. I voted yesterday in my 2 hours in line. Of course, you know, I'm chit-chatting everybody up in there. And so many people there, I was like, oh, like, what do you do for work? Like, did you take off today or what? And they're like, no, we just work from home. So they just, like, weren't working anyway. So I'm like, okay, companies should just give people the day off because people aren't going to work anywhere.
It's only every 4 years. Like, come on, just give it to us.
You know what's the funniest part about all this is all of us universally agreed on something. Like, go America.
Right.
But you know that in our job, they would make us work.
100%.
Oh, yeah. So you all should have had the day off.
Yeah.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you ready to take on Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
I'll give it a whirl.
All right. So Hannah's going to leave the room. Leave the room so we can go give it a whirl with Michelle. Okay, Hannah?
Alrighty.
All right. Hannah's walking out. She brings a blanket with her every single day. All right. So, Michelle, I'm going to ask you and Hannah the same 5 questions. You got to get more right than Hannah. Tie goes towards Hannah. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so name one of the people running for president.
Donald Trump.
Okay. Who plays vice president and presidential candidate Kamala Harris on Saturday Night Live? She recently made an appearance on Saturday Night Live. Who plays her on Saturday Night Live on SNL?
I don't know her name.
All right. Did we recently move the clocks back or forward an hour?
Back.
Okay. Sadly, James Van Der Beek revealed he is battling cancer. He was the star of what late 90s TV show?
I have no idea.
Okay. And then a squirrel went viral on social media this past weekend. What was the name of the squirrel?
No clue.
Do you want to phone a friend on that one?
Sure.
Pick somebody in the room to answer for you.
Brett.
Me? I wrote the question, so don't tell Hannah that she phoned me. Peanut. Peanut is the answer. I don't know how I know that. All right.
That was genius.
That was a brilliant way to call a friend.
Good move, Michelle. I like that style. 3 out of 5. We'll bring Hannah back in.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room. Michelle just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to ask Hannah the same questions. When Hannah was outside the room, she couldn't hear. Michelle, tell her how many you got right.
3 out of 5.
All right.
And she may have had a help from a friend. I'm not saying who it was.
Oh,
gosh. Interesting.
Who do you think would...
Kev. He's always the helper.
Wow. Was it Kevin?
Nope.
No, it wasn't. Wow.
AB?
No.
Alex?
No.
You?
Yeah, she phoned me as her friend.
What?
Who wrote the question? So I clearly got one of them. Yeah, I got one of them correct. All right, Hannah, you got to get at least 3 out of 5. Name just one of the people running for president.
Donald Trump.
Okay. You guys both went with Trump, huh? Well, we know who are you guys.
Right.
Just joking. Who plays vice president and presidential candidate Kamala Harris on SNL?
Damn.
She recently made an appearance on Saturday Night Live. Who plays her on SNL?
Oh, my gosh. She does the best impersonation, for one. She's in Bridesmaids.
Yes.
Yep.
Know a lot about her.
What is her name?
I need her name, especially for you, Hannah.
No, I have no idea.
Maya Rudolph.
Damn it, I knew that. Are you laughing?
Michelle did not get it right either. Right. She was like,
I'm not laughing. I didn't know her name either.
She could picture her too, and it's the same name.
Yeah.
Okay, did we recently move the clocks backward or forward an hour?
Backward.
That's correct. That I thought Anna was going
to get it. I really had to think on that.
All right, you need one of these next 2. Sadly, James Vanderbeek revealed he is battling cancer. He was the star of what late 90s TV show?
George Lopez?
What? What?
No, he was not on the George Lopez show.
What? James Vanderbeek?
That's the only late night TV show that came to my mind.
Late 90s TV show.
I don't know.
I don't want to wait to the left.
Look again. Dawson's Creek.
Okay. That's right. A good show.
So you need to get this one correct. It was a viral social media question. Squirrel goes viral on social media this past weekend. What was the name of the squirrel that everyone was talking about?
I'm on Capybara TikTok, so I don't know about the squirrels.
Oh, wow.
You only have two. You need to get this one correct.
Sean?
Sean? No!
No!
Peanut the squirrel! Peanut! Oh, poor man. Peanut Ow. The squirrel went viral.
No, I didn't hear of him.
Well, he was euthanized.
No, oh my gosh! Wow.
And then things got political because they...
No wonder I didn't hear him. He's dead.
Yes, it was so sad. Rest in peace, Peanut.
Wow. Sorry, Peanut. I disrespected your name and your legacy.
But Michelle, that's a win! Yeah! In honor of Peanut, Michelle gets the win. And you get to hear Hannah say it.
This is Hannah, and I got schooled by Michelle.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's talk about what's trending on the Brett Maga Show besides the election. Today is election Tuesday, so make sure you go out and vote. But these are some other headlines that people are chatting about and talking about. I'll read the headline, and then Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. These are some stories that maybe take your mind off the election because I know there's a lot of election stress. Do you suffer from bored out at work, Hannah?
Bored out at work?
Yep.
No. All right. I'd say this is a pretty entertaining job. Keep it moving.
All right. Who is watching TV?
AB.
Yes.
Always. And while driving.
Yep.
AB and Kevin, two of the most binge-worthy people on the entire show, probably in the world. Recent study says unhappy people watch the most television.
Oh,
you guys got something to talk about. You didn't know that. You guys seem like the happiest people, but yeah.
I know.
University of Maryland says research says unhappy people spend the most amount of time watching TV.
Womp womp.
Well, they're wrong.
Who changes their mind more, men or women?
Definitely women.
No. According to research at Northwestern University, men change their mind 2 to 3 times more than women. Women are better decision makers. We just follow your lead. Want to be smarter?
Of course.
Brush your teeth with your other hand. Using your non-dominant hand for 10 minutes a day permanently boosts your mental clarity and creativity. One of the highest recommendations to stimulate your brain is to start your day with brushing your teeth with your other hand. Helps stimulate your mind.
Do I do this already?
I love that.
I never thought about what hand I brush my teeth with.
You don't know what hand you brush your teeth?
You don't brush your teeth with your left hand.
There's no way. She's doing weird movements in the studio.
I'm trying to figure it out. I have a toothbrush in my bag. I'll give it to you.
All right,
perfect.
Why are more Americans visiting malls?
Why?
You'd be surprised. They're going there to eat.
Yeah. Love the food court.
Yes. The Cheesecake Factory was the number one visited place at malls across America. Actually, 17 of the top 25 brands that people visit at the malls were food-related places.
Yeah. Charlie's, the cheesesteak place. Mm-hmm. So good.
California Pizza Kitchen, Panera, Starbucks. True Food Kitchen. Like, yeah, they're just like
Annie Ann's.
Yeah, number three was Macy's, and most of them were just all food related. People go to the mall to eat. Only time I ever go to the mall is to go to the Cheesecake Factory.
True.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
We'll give you the Mega Mind question of the day. The most popular Google search for people age 55 and over is how to retire. Number one answer.
Okay.
What is number two? What is the number two thing that people 55 and over are Googling?
Okay, this is crazy that this is today's Mega Mind, because yesterday as I was waiting in line at the library to vote, I saw a book that said iPads for seniors.
Oh.
And it made me want to cry. It was
They have all those like classes and stuff.
Yeah. And so I'm like, going to say how to use an iPad.
That's like what those, is it State Farm or whatever it is? Or Progressive or whatever it is. Don't end up like your parents as insurance companies.
I'm not kidding. I'm tearing up right now thinking about that.
Okay. So how to use an iPad.
Okay. As the one who's closest to 55.
What are you Googling, Kev?
I think it's how to do a will.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to say, am I in menopause?
Oh, right.
That's my second.
iPad was the saddest, for sure.
I think Hannah's the closest.
That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
The answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. The most popular Google search for people age 55 and over is how to retire. Everyone wants to know how to retire. Mm-hmm. What is the second? And then it's followed closely by, it's pretty close. Second most Googled question.
I thought it was how to use an iPad.
And I thought you were the closest.
Okay. And Kathy and Uncle Pete texted in something pretty similar. They said how to use an iPhone.
Okay, how to use the phone.
Oh, yeah. They spelled iPhone wrong, and it's so cute.
Aunt Kathy's always asking my mother-in-law questions, who is her sister, or myself, like, hey, how to get this phone to work. This is awesome.
Teacher Suzanne also texted in and said how to work on...
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Online, like work from home. How does that work?
Okay. The most popular one is how to play pickleball.
Oh, really? Wait, I love that.
Really? Yeah, so how to play pickleball. They're like, you know what? I'm going to retire, and then I'm going to get myself into pickleball.
If I know one thing about your dad, Brett, it's that he loves pickleball.
He likes racquetball. But yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Mega Minds.
Watch out. AB is going to write the town mayor. She's going to run to Congress if she has any issues. This is so funny because it's happening on election day.
Yeah.
But an AB would probably not consider herself very political. Would
no,
you?
Not no, at all.
Not really into politics. And I also feel like you're almost easygoing to a fault at times.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably pretty hard to rile you up, huh, AB?
Yeah, but this did it.
This did it. Okay. This, of all things, got you so mad that you wrote a letter to the mayor?
Yes. So
what happened?
There, by my house, they put up these concrete islands, both in the middle of the road, like in the turning lane, and on the sides of the road. And there's like, there are so many of them. So basically it stops you from driving on the side of the road. And when you're turning, you know how you'll like ease into the side so that you don't have to stop in the middle of the road?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore. You have to stop in the middle of the road to turn anywhere. And if you know anything about Clarkson Road, it is always trafficy. And this is making it so much worse. And I live right near there. And so I'm hitting that every single day. And it's so annoying.
So... So they're just like, they're just, okay, so there's dividers on the shoulders, it looks like,
yes,
and then in the middle
yeah,
of the road.
Yeah, we posted it on our Instagram story if you want to, like, see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's annoying for me because it makes it more trafficy, but then when you start thinking about all of the first responders, like the police officers and the ambulances, with the traffic on the road, they always used to go to the side of the road.
Oh.
And now they can't even do that.
So you wrote the mayor and said what? Move them?
I said, this is ridiculous. I actually heard about the fact that people were writing in to the mayor because I'm on like my neighborhood's Next Door app, is the most like Karen thing ever.
Oh my God, yes.
And I was like, wait, other people hate these too? Oh my gosh. And apparently they have to have 1,000 people write in to be able to even consider doing anything.
And so you asked them to remove them? Is that the request
yes,
that you had?
Yes. And I also, I did my research.
Yeah,
and apparently.
Yeah.
Why are they there?
So I was reading this article and apparently they put them in 11 West County townships, and none of the mayors knew it was happening. MoDOT did it, like, all by themselves. And
MoDOT.
So all these people are writing the mayors being like, why the heck are they there? Like, we didn't know this was happening. And the mayors are like, we didn't either.
Well, what the?
So yeah.
What was the reason for the dividers?
Yeah.
They said there's a lot of accidents on that road, which there are. But then the police were coming out saying there's not enough accidents for you to need this, and this is actually making it worse. And it was part of a $50 million project.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, I've never seen AV so fired up.
Wow. And get this. MoDOT claimed they held hearings about them to like let the people know. And the mayors asked them about the time and place of these hearings, and they could not provide one detail.
No.
Conspiracy theories out there? So you're fired up. So
I'm fired up.
Are you following through? What happens next? Do we pick it?
I don't know. I didn't get an email back, so I don't know what is supposed to happen. So I've never done this before.
What does happen?
I've never cared enough about anything like this.
The thing that you cared about the most was these freaking dividers.
Yes. Like, let me turn into my neighborhood on the shoulder of the road. Give me a break.
Okay. Does anyone know what happens? Like, I have no idea. I've never done anything like this before. I got an invitation in Brentwood, like the town meetings happening, like the Thursday before Thanksgiving. Right. I told my wife, I was like, I'm going to go. She said, are you really? And I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like I should go. I want to go to one.
You'll probably see me standing up there on the mic.
Can't believe this. Yeah. I mean, this is so unbelievable for AB to be riled up about. Usually I'm the uptight one, lean more political, but wow. I'll sit down and let you take it.
Oh my gosh, my sister just texted me all caps, real time, alarm emoji, accident due to concrete island.
Oh, no way.
Wow. Yeah.
That just happened right now?
Yes.
Someone got mad and just drove into it on purpose.
Everybody just start doing that.
It's like Angry Birds. That is what went right into that.
From Love Island to Concrete Island.
Everyone complained for me.
We have texts coming in from people from West County. Are they fired up?
Yes.
No, Courtney from Wildwood. Oh my gosh, I hate these two. Such a waste of our tax money.
Really? Wow.
Thank you.
Okay, so other people, if anyone knows any other information or is fired up about this, you can always hit us up at 314-531-9898 because we don't know anything about it, but AB has written the mayor about it. AB's out there writing the mayor about these concrete things that were put into the side of the road on Clarkson. And people are saying, and a lot of people called in and said they were supposed to reduce the speed, which would hopefully reduce accidents, almost like 600 accidents. A couple of people have called in. You feel like it's causing more accidents since one just happened in real time.
Literally one just happened. So I don't know. My sister said they're very hard to see in the rain.
Oh.
All right. Let me ask you this question on Election Tuesday. Do you think that you can, like, disagree politically? Like, if you're writing the mayor about, you know, concrete sidewalks and things like that, and you're just like, I just don't get this person, do you think you can make it nowadays is how politically divided we are? 314-531-9898. On Election Tuesday, you and your husband are standing in line, and you guys are going to cast ballots for two different people. Multiple different people. Can a Republican and Democrat get along nowadays?
I don't think I could be married to someone who had completely different views on me, especially if we shared a child, because I think that affects how you raise a child, how you're going to spend your money together. I think it affects multiple assets of your relationship. I couldn't do it personally.
Interesting.
I could. I think it's all about the approach. And I also think the problem is both parties have taken a whole different approach to this.
Yeah,
and
we've like become, you think the politicians side of things? Yeah.
I'm blaming the politicians because they blame us as voters.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's far left and far right. And it's like, guys, you have to meet in the middle to make things happen. It's kind of like, you know, when you deliver news or when you deliver anything, it's how you approach it. I think that that's our problem. We're into the shock and awe of TikTok or Instagram or the immediate boom. There isn't a dialogue. There isn't a way to kind of, you know, try to bridge the gap. There isn't a way to make concessions. You have to concede. Even in a marriage, you have to concede. You have to, you know, sometimes you're not always right, unless you're married to me and then my wife is always right. But that's a different story. You know, you just got to find middle ground. And that's one of the things I think we're lacking as a country. We're not trying to find the middle ground anymore. We're just going far left or far right.
Yeah, I totally agree with Kevin. My family actually, we all voted. We did not share who we voted for. And I kind of prefer it that way. Like,
do you think people voted for different people, though?
I kind of think so.
Okay.
I think my family might be split. I really don't know. But I don't know. I think there's a way to go about it in a respectful way and share your opinion without pushing it on somebody else. And I could see myself like marrying someone who had a different opinion than me.
Do you, Hannah, I ask people in her life, who did you vote for? Do you think that's an appropriate question to ask nowadays because you want to know where they stand and these are people that are close to your inner circle? Or do you feel like it's something that should be personal?
I mean, yeah, I'm all about transparency and everything in life. So that's why I feel like I've asked some people in my life, like, who you voted for. But I'm not like so politically charged to where, like, if you disagree with me, like, I'm going to you know, come for you or have any like judgment towards you. I just
where you stand morally is a lot of times where you stand politically.
Yeah, but I'm not going to judge you if you disagree.
Well, you
with
said
me.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't be married to someone.
Well, yeah, but I'd still be your friend. Like if I asked us in this room,
we can be friends. We just can't be married.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think it's okay to ask the question, who did you vote for? But I think it's also equally okay to say, I actually don't feel comfortable answering.
Do you think your parents share it since you said all your family doesn't share?
I don't think they did.
My wife's never asked before. This is the first year because I think, like, I feel as though things are... I feel like everyone feels like kind of like in the middle. Like, right. What's so interesting is everyone feels so 50-50, like you one side left or right and extreme. I feel like things are so messy right now. We're looking at both candidates, and I think so many people went up like this last week or two where we're doing their research going, I don't want to vote for either of these people. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. What do I do right now? And I think so many people felt like, what did you end up doing when you got up there? I think there were so many people that did that this year more than ever before. Yeah. And maybe that's because of where we're at. Like, I think more people are in this middle than we ever assumed, even though we're more divided than we've ever assumed.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Now, interesting. Do you think that you could be in a relationship where you disagree politically? 314-531-9898. Can a Republican and a Democrat be married together nowadays? Can you be standing in line, maybe right now at the election, at the polls, because it's Election Tuesday, and standing next to your husband, and then you guys just both cast different ballots, completely different? Can a Democrat and Republican nowadays make it? 314-531-9898. Joanne, you and your significant other were very, very split, huh?
Yeah, very split.
How does that work?
So we did a lot of talking for the last, kind of the entire year. And probably about a month ago, so my husband is actually a poll worker.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so he said that you can choose to just, vote on only the amendments.
Yeah, you can vote on whatever you want, yeah.
Yeah, and so, to not cause a big fight for us, he said that he just wasn't going to vote for any of the people.
That's interesting, because it would have caused a fight in your marriage. It would have been, tension.
Yeah. No, it was causing a lot of arguments.
Interesting.
Before it even happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm curious to see how the next couple of days go.
You're like, we'll probably be walking on ice. But
I'm hoping you guys make it through these next couple of days, okay?
No, we'll definitely make it. But our family is also very split.
Interesting. Thank you so much for the call. Yes, my family is like that too. My wife's family will vote completely different than my side of the family. Complete opposites.
Mine too.
Yeah, yep. I hate talking about, because they both are extreme.
Yeah,
that's it. Yep.
Like my dad is extreme. My wife, my mother-in-law is extreme, and they're both you just don't get them started. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, you got to avoid those conversations. Right. D, you said that you and your significant other were on the same side, but things have changed over the years.
Yes, absolutely. And it's
the way people laugh is scary.
Right, yeah. And it's caused problems. It's caused problems, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Really?
We have three daughters, and all of the women in the household just really, really dislike Trump.
Okay.
But my husband is of the belief that you support the
party, not the candidate.
Right, you support the party,
right,
regardless of who the candidate is, and so it has caused a lot of problems.
So is he invited to Thanksgiving or not?
Yes, he will be there with bells on. But
see, it's hard to make. You could hear the tension in marriages.
It's hard.
This is where we're at now. And now he doesn't even get a drumstick at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? He is definitely getting all white meat. That is for sure. It's Election Tuesday. This is the election everyone in the country is going to be talking about. who should be president of the Brett Mega Show. We have created our own election, and it is going down right now. You can use your power to vote. You can call into the show and vote at 314-531-9898. You could go to our Instagram and comment on it, and that will count as a vote, or you can like it. Should we count comments as 2 points? I think we should count comments as two points.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Yes. And both ads are up.
Okay, both ads are up. So what we've done is, just like any great politician, we've created political slam ads against each other, and we have running mates. So it's myself and Hannah versus Kevin and AB on the ticket. Two different tickets for you to vote for, and right now, you can actually vote for who you want to be president of the Brett Mega Show. We created these political ads to let you know what each candidate offers. First off, it is a clear no-brainer that myself and Hannah should be president of the show.
I mean, okay.
I mean,
what?
When you look at Kevin and AB, there are a lot of issues that we need to address, and you can hear our political ad, and then we'll address those issues.
Do you want a candidate that lives an hour away?
And even when he does drive for you, he's most likely to hit a deer.
And we know what AB will say, Jesus, take the wheel.
But it's not Jesus, it's Kevin. And Kevin has an axe in his car.
Don't worry, our party has a full-on investigation into the axe.
Don't let AB's fancy editing skills fool you.
Those editing skills make her a fake, a phony, a fraud.
Her own dog doesn't even love her. As a dog mother myself, I could never vote for someone who doesn't love their own dog.
Vote the way Carly Rae Jepsen would vote. Vote for Brett and Hannah.
This is Hannah.
And this is Brett.
And we approve this message.
You're damn right we do. Her own dog is voting for us.
Yeah, and you know what I have to say to that?
Dogs
she was
vote.
Scared last night during the storm, and she came and slept in my bed.
See?
And then you pushed her off and lint rolled your bed. You sent me a video
good
of
info,
it.
Good info. Good info. Good info.
I can't say that didn't happen.
See,
that did happen.
We know. Right. We know that you guys can't be trusted. And how could you ever vote for somebody who carries a suspicious axe in his car? What's up with you carrying an axe in your car?
I have an axe in my car.
Explain yourself.
For days like today, when weather's bad or
you're gonna, what,
trees
are you gonna axe
fall?
The water, Kevin?
I mean, yeah. All around, if you love animals, just straight up don't vote for Kevin AB. Kev kills deer, AB kills dogs.
those deer started it, and sorry, my car finished it.
These are the type of people that if you cast your vote and you go and like and comment on AB's and Kevin's video, this is the type of people you're casting your vote for. Clearly, myself and Hannah are the better candidates. Clearly.
What are you talking about? We're people who are responsible adults.
Yes.
Who drive cars.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we don't like dogs. Maybe we have axes in our vehicle.
Yeah, see?
Brett and I don't carry axes.
Yeah, we are actually...
We're there for the people.
I honestly...
Front lines.
Two things I want to point out. One, they had trouble writing their political slam ad against us because there's nothing against us.
Oh, you think so?
You guys,
what a lie.
What did you guys even find?
You guys probably used AI to write your political ad.
And number two... If you look at the video, because this comes with a video, we actually literally have like political ad commercial on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on Instagram, to see it and then vote and cast your vote. AB is the one who had to edit for us.
I had to edit my own hate video.
I love that. That is extra points for us just out the gate.
Yeah.
No, that should be extra points for me
us,
and what I had to go
that
through.
That tells you that she can cross that political divide.
Presidents don't do nothing. It's the minions that do the stuff. We should
the
be presidents.
Minions!
We should be presidents, and you guys are our minions.
I'm going to get my axe.
Okay. If you want to hear Kevin and AB's response, I think like Hannah's right. It was probably written by AI because they had nothing against us. You're 3 minutes away from hearing our political slam ad. Commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. This is the election that everyone will be talking about all day today. Brett and Hannah versus Kevin and AB.
That's right.
The real election.
The real election. It's going down. And just like any great politicians, myself and Hannah are running on a ticket versus Kevin and AB. We have created political slam ads against each other. And you just heard ours a second ago. And whatever one gets the most votes, phone calls, we will take. If you want to vote for a candidate right now, if you're hearing our slam ad, if you want to vote for myself and Hannah, 314-531-9898 to give us a call. You're going to play AB's and Kevin's political slam ad for a second and here in a second. And by the way, they all come with actual commercials, like actual videos you can see on our Instagram right now.
They're awesome. They are. I do have to besides the fact that I am totally against AB and Kevin's vote here, AB did an amazing job editing these videos.
She did.
Yeah. She's really good at editing things to go against herself.
That's why she's my running mate.
Well, that's the type of candidates we are. We admit when someone is good at something. So that's the type of people you would vote for when you vote for myself and Hannah. Great people. Kind people. For the people. Brett and Hannah.
Yes. You made me edit my own hate video.
Didn't your family jump in on the videos too?
Yeah, my family helped me too film B-roll.
Carly Rae Jepsen, your dog, actually, voted for us.
Yeah, she's our campaign manager, I've heard.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Okay, so this is what Kevin and AB's political slam ad is against us, because they got nothing against us.
America, we deserve transparency. What do we really know about Brett?
Brett refuses to be tracked, not by his friends, not even by his own wife.
People can't keep up.
What is he hiding? Where is he going?
And more importantly, Brett can't keep his pants up, even in broad daylight. He's a ticking time bomb of public indecency.
And do we know too much about Hannah?
She has publicly admitted to stealing food from her own company. What is she capable of stealing from you?
The economy cannot afford to be run by girl math.
It doesn't even count if you pay in cash, right?
Brett and Hannah are a risk America cannot afford. Do right by your country and vote for Kevin and AB. Remember, Mega may be one letter away from MAGA, but he won't make America great again.
I think pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Someone who represents the flat ass party. People like pants falling down. People.
Let us not forget, when we were at Eckert's and we were picking out pumpkins with children, Brett's pants were literally halfway
falling
down his
down.
Legs.
We had to explain to
parents. It's because
I
don't have a butt. That's
to go after someone's public.
Yeah.
Appearance is not very kind.
Buy a belt, Brett.
And because, well, for girl math, I can't afford one. We need, right now, we need us to take over as president, run this country by girl math, and then I would be able to afford a belt.
Absolutely.
Yeah, girl math would save us all money. Did you hear that? If you pay in cash, it doesn't count, people. Think about that. That's why you want Brett and Hannah. We can run the country by girl math.
Do you want this idiot running your country?
You want Hannah stealing? Do you want her stealing not only money, but stealing the votes from the true American party
Hannah
right here?
I steal Cheetos. I don't steal votes. How do we know that?
That's right.
Hannah would steal for you, people. I know it. Trust me. If you want an M&M package, Hannah will toss it to you right now. She ain't going to pay. That's the type of people you want.
I'm giving.
Yeah, giving. That's great. We're great candidates. If you want to vote, you give us a call at 314-531-9898, or you go to our Instagram. We're going to tally up the amount of comments, likes, and phone calls, and then tomorrow we'll declare a winner. Loser has to buy each other breakfast.
That's fine.
Fine. Yeah, that's go fine. Ahead.
Or right. steal it.
Or
you won't complain about it then, will you?
Yeah, right. You're going to love it. Kevin's voting for us.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
So keep it moving is where we'll cover all the trending stories over the next 2 minutes. I will read the headline, and it's a headline that probably is being talked about with the election. And then everything else outside the election we'll cover for you right now. After I read the headline, any of you that tell me keep it moving or tell me more. Like things you can't wear while voting.
Ooh. What?
All right, so if you're planning to wear like a Harris t-shirt or a Trump hat at your polling place, there are over 21 states that restricts campaign apparel, like shirts, hats, buttons at polling places.
Really?
Yeah, so you might think that a lot of places, well, you're aware of whoever you're going to be voting for, there's a big no-no in 21 states where you actually won't be allowed to vote. It could actually stop you from.
Missouri must not be like that because I saw someone yesterday with a politically charged outfit on.
Missouri and Illinois are in one of those places that are not. Kansas is one of those places that is, you cannot wear that kind of stuff. My best friend's dad is the hot new baby name trend for girls.
Oh, okay.
Want to hear more?
Yeah.
It's a baby name where you choose your best friend's dad and you see if it works as a girl's name, and then that's what you name your baby as.
Oh, so you like switch the gender even.
Yeah. So like, yeah, if it's like, yeah.
Phil.
So, yeah. And then you'll name your daughter like.
Phyllis.
They say Scotty, Tommy, Mickey, Billy, all cute girl names that people are using. Those are like one of the most popular trends.
All right. Doug is not going to work.
Doug is not going to work. Scientists work out the maximum age a person can really live.
Keep it moving. I don't believe in science.
A guy paddled a pumpkin 45 miles down a river for the new world record.
I mean, love the effort. Let's hear about it.
I mean, this is pretty much the story. He really carved out a huge, giant pumpkin and then went 45 miles on a river, like a paddle boat in a giant pumpkin.
But didn't that work?
Really?
Yeah. Many workers say they give up their dream job for this one perk.
What's the perk?
Health benefits. Better health benefits. If they said if your dream job does not have the right health benefits, they would give it up.
Wow. I mean, that is a really big deal.
Top 50 best TV shows of the 21st century.
All right, gotta take it for Kev.
Hollywood Reporter is reporting some of your favorite TV shows. And I know you like Friday Night Lights, made the top 20 at 18.
Of course it did.
Some other shows that, as I finish up, let's give you the top four. The 30 Rock as number four. Succession at three. The Sopranos at two. And the greatest TV show of all time, according to the Hollywood Reporter, Mad Men finished number one.
Really? Wow.
Wow.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Got rid of the commercials to help get rid of your election day stress. This is really funny on election day because someone woke up from a 13-year coma and then, like, just imagine waking up and, like, this is what's going on for election. This is what's going on in the world.
13 years.
13 years later.
Clown show.
Literally, this guy tweeted, my aunt just woke up from a 13-year coma and then on the internet just jumped at the opportunity to just fill her in on everything that she's missed in the past 13 years. And some of the things that people tweeted were absolutely hilarious to catch her up on. And see if you could think of some of the things that maybe people missed in updating her. But the number one thing that people said that they would update her on, they're like, she's going to freak out when she find out who's running for president.
Yep.
This is where we're at, 13 years later.
Wow. What about, I would think that the number one thing would be COVID.
Okay, so they did say that too. Man, wait till she hears about COVID. She's probably going to be like, what?
Huh? Yep.
We did what? Yeah.
Or those damn clowns.
I was just going to say that.
That would probably be the number one thing
for
me.
No one tweeted about that.
I think about that all the time.
Yeah, forget COVID. I would say something about those damn clowns.
So explain to people the clowns, because I think that like the lady who woke up from the 13-year coma, what would you say about the clowns? What are you talking about?
One time, I was at a stoplight going into Walmart, and a clown came up to my car window. True story.
That's what you tell her? She got up from a coma?
Yes.
And she'd say, what?
And they were going around killing people, remember?
This was a normal thing.
Yeah, so when you were in a coma, clowns were running around killing people.
Yes!
Like a horror movie.
Wow.
They said that she'll find out that LeBron's still hooping.
That's
true. Man, that guy's down here 21.
Now with his son.
Yeah. She gets 8 Taylor Swift albums, someone said. That's that she gets to listen to for the first time.
Oh, my gosh.
And they literally says, oh, my God. Hannah, you'll like this one. Tell her that Grey's Anatomy is still going. They're on season 21.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then the last tweet was my favorite tweet of it all. She's going to read the news, get this update, and go, you know what? I'm just going back in.
Yeah. Back to sleep.
What name would some of your favorite fictional characters vote for today? We're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. So someone put this together that literally has some of your favorite fictional characters and who they think they would vote for. Like, who would be Team Harris? Who would be Team Trump? And who they cast their ballots for?
Oh, boy.
Let's start with some of the people that they think would be Team Harris. Liz Lemon from 30 Rock. Phoebe, Monica, and Joey from Friends.
All of them?
Yeah, so they go. But I love how they only said Phoebe, Monica, and Joey. Do they think that Chandler? I think Chandler would probably vote for
Trump. I wouldn't think that Joey would vote for Harris.
Rachel?
No, who do you think? I think Joey would definitely vote for Harris.
I think so.
Yeah, that's what I would think. I think Chandler would be Trump. I think Rachel would be Trump. Rachel came from money.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, yeah. So, Elaine from Seinfeld, Peter Parker, Marge Simpson, all Harris voters. Elle Woods from Legally Blonde. Mm. Barbie and Ken, Harris voters.
Big.
Yeah.
Blanche from the Golden Girls. All right, so here are some Trump voters. Tony Stark.
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Archie Bunker. Hank from King of the Hill.
Mm, mm-hmm. Total. Makes a lot of sense.
I think Homer would be a Trump voter then, too.
Oh, for sure.
Draper from Mad Men. Roseanne. She really right. real life.
Yeah.
Tony Soprano. Oh, they put Homer Simpson there. Hannibal Lecter.
What?
Biff from Back to the Future. Trump voter. Dwight
knows.
Dwight from The Office.
Yeah.
Rambo and Maverick from Top Gun and Rambo, obviously.
Right.
Trump voters. Mm.
That makes a lot of sense.
I honestly think they crushed it. And they also had, if you're wondering, like, who's, like, having trouble deciding, like, undecided voters, Michael Scott from The Office, undecided voter. Yeah. Totally undecided voter. George Costanza from Seinfeld. They said Bruce Wayne from Batman because he came from money, but then also like likes to help, you know, the poor.
Right,
and
exactly.
Give
back. He's a Trump voter.
You think
me.
It's a Trump voter?
Yes, I do.
Indiana Jones is torn and is stuck right in the middle, Kevin.
Yeah, well.
I could see him being a lib.
All right, so today is a big day for our country. It is Election Day, but also, so make sure to go out there and vote and make sure your voice is heard. But Saturday is going to be a big day for Y98. Mm-hmm. We're going to name it Jen Meyer Day. We lost Jen, who had spent like almost 20 years with Y98, 15 years here in mornings, waking people up and sharing her story. And we're going to relive some of those favorite moments. And it's morning shows pass, so you're going to hear some of those nostalgic shows, and it's going to play from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. We're going to highlight some of the biggest and best moments of Jen. So please join us on Saturday as we celebrate Jen's amazing story and everything that she shared with everyone here at Y98. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Britney Spears is back in the game, but not with a music career this time. I'll share what business venture she's going through at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Britney Spears is setting out on a new business venture, and that is her own jewelry line. Britney made this announcement on her Instagram where she wrote, "I have some really exciting news to share with you guys. My first jewelry line is coming soon. Delicate, extremely different, and one-of-a-kind pieces. I'm so excited. Realizing how cool it is to be an artist that can be so passionate in so many different ways. Be Tiny is coming soon. Girls, you're gonna effing love it." And the picture she posted on Instagram is kind of like a graphic that's like the logo. It's light pink and it's called Be Tiny with a white rose on it. And then the next picture in the slide was a piece of jewelry, and it was kind of like a ring that turned into a bracelet. But what was interesting to me about that picture of her showing off the jewelry is you could definitely tell it was like a picture taken on like her iPhone. It wasn't like a legit like brand promoted picture. It was just kind of like random. You could see like stuff on her bed in the background. So I'm a little curious about this little new venture for her.
I was gonna ask this, and I didn't mean this in like any like mean way at all towards Britney. Does anyone care that she's doing jewelry?
I care.
Do you? Because like for me, she needs money, and this seems like a money grab. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I know that like the move for celebrities is like fragrances and cosmetics.
Yeah.
And like they go jewelry. I'm like, this feels like Britney's like, because that's what we've heard. She's struggling to find money, so she's like, I'll just release a jewelry line. And I'm like, okay.
I think this is going to turn into like a huge empire? No, but I do care. I have a really big soft spot for Britney.
I love Britney. Me too. I want her. They've destroyed that one. They destroyed her. So now this is where we're at with her.
I think this is like a
desperate plea, mm-hmm. right?
My biggest worry about Be Tiny is going to be that it's not going to be like a legit ran operation. Yes.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Like, are they going to have a website? Like, I just don't know. I have a little bit of a scary feeling about this, but to know that she is using her creative abilities does make me happy.
Yeah.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. A lot of people waited in line to vote in this rainy day. Everyone wants to be richer, make some more money. This is the number one name to name your child if you want your kid to be rich.
Easy.
Associated with money.
Cash.
Cash? Mm,
that's my nephew Palmer's middle name. Our boss's son is named Cash. I think it's just good juju.
You know a lot of
name it what you want it.
You know a lot of billionaires named Cash?
Maybe.
Okay.
I think it's like a simple name. I think it's like Jonathan.
Jonathan?
I know a rich Jonathan.
Yeah, I was going to say, Amy and I know like a millionaire named Jonathan.
I'm thinking of like all my friends' names, and I feel like an old-fashioned name is what I want to go with, and I'm going to say Mary Margaret.
Mary? Well, very
that's
specific.
My grandma's name!
Mm-hmm. There you go. No one got it correct. I can't give away a hint, but I thought someone in the room would get it just based off of their name. If you want to take guesses on what you think, I'll take male or female. These names are associated with the most amount of money attached to it, like millionaires are named after this. If you want to name your, if you want your kid to be a millionaire, name them this.
That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. If you want your kid to be a millionaire, name them this. What are the top two names? I have one for male and one for female.
All right, we have some texts with different guesses. Susan says Tom or Thomas. Neil says Elvis. And Dave said names that are just letters, like A, B.
Oh.
I wish.
AB is kind of it. Anna was number one for women.
Really?
Anna was number one for women.
Okay, wow. Moneybag.
Yeah,
I might be bringing
Anna.
That number down.
That's that's what we call her over here. Moneybag's
that's
Anna.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Andrew was number one for male side of things.
Really?
Yeah, all the classics, though. Like Kevin, you were a classic names like Andrew, John, things like that were all up there as high names. But Andrew and Anna were the top two.
Wow.
Anna, can I borrow some money?
Maybe later.
Mega Minds.
All right, today is Election Tuesday across the country, and we find out who's going to be the new president, among a lot of other things you could vote on. But let's vote on things that people actually care about, guys.
Okay.
Here on the Brett Mega Show, this is your not-so-serious voting. I have 10 scenarios that you guys can vote on real quickly.
All right.
And these are, like, real serious things that people really care about. Top holiday, Christmas or 4th of July?
Ooh. Damn. 4th of July.
Going 4th of July. Kevin.
I'm going Christmas.
I'm going 4th of July.
I would go Christmas.
Whoa,
we're split.
I think divided. It's where's the eagles and the sleigh bells? I think Christmas is different when you have kids.
Yes, it's
you know?
So cool.
Yeah.
It is. 4th of July was, I've always been like Buddy the Elf and loved Christmas, but man, when you get kids, it's so different.
Mm.
Grilled cheese versus peanut butter and jelly.
Grilled cheese, hands down.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly for me.
Lance-like.
I love grilled cheese, and I can make a good grilled cheese, but man, there's something special about a good PB&J,
right.
Man. Early mornings or late nights?
Early mornings. Hello. Welcome to the Brett Mega Morning Show.
That's right. Early mornings.
Yeah, I'm going to bed at like 8 p.m.
Early mornings, yeah.
AB, you pick early mornings?
No. Wait, yeah. I am. I go to bed early. Huh. I can't stay up.
She's undecided.
Yeah. Green party.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
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 No. Pineapple on pizza?
No.
Yes.
I'm like, fine.
No.
Like,
it
go
does
for
not.
It. You can't go fine. Yeah. I don't really care.
Is listening to audiobooks considered reading?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Brett, I'm going to fight you on this. You better say yes.
No! AB listens to audiobooks and then comes back and tries to tell me she read this book. And I'm like, did you listen to it or did you read it?
Brett, I can't.
I'm almost done
it
with you.
It genuinely makes me mad.
I'm almost done with your favorite book, by the way. Read
it's taken
every,
you forever.
Because I read it. Read every single word of it.
Sure. AB's going to get fired up.
I know,
you better watch out.
Right, the mayor about me, too. It's just, I threw that in there just for AB, too. Just,
I can tell.
Yeah, right.
I can feel her blood boiling as I'm sitting next to her.
Chick-fil-A versus McDonald's.
Chick-fil-A!
McDonald's.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my gosh.
Backstreet Boys versus NSYNC.
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, Backstreet Boys. I've met some of them.
I get them so mixed up. I honestly don't know the difference.
NSYNC. They're better. Over, under toilet paper.
Over.
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 Everyone's over.
Yeah,
that's right.
Thank you.
And then ocean versus space.
Ocean.
Space.
I really don't care about either, but I guess the ocean.
Ocean is awesome.
We just care about audiobooks.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Audiobooks. That's a whole different story. Let's have some fun on Election Day. Just go out and vote. Just make sure you do vote and make sure your voice is heard. It's Y98 St. Louis.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98. It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.